commissioners. You're going to ask them for $60,000. Why?
It's to continue the funding for our foreclosure fraud prevention program we have in the county. It's been very successful. We served over 140 clients with that $60,000 last year. Many of them moved to positive outcomes. And at least eight of them already have saved their home, are in modifications, and will be able to keep their home because of the program. We still have another 30 or 40 that are in court as we speak. And then we have other people who have negotiated other deals as part of the process, cash for keys and those things. And so there's been a return on the investment already. According to the Joint Economic Committee of the U.S. Congress, each foreclosure costs local government $19,000. So for every home that we save, we are actually saving the county money, saving the city's money, and ultimately saving the taxpayers' money. So this is a good investment, and we look forward to showing that at the board tonight and look forward to getting the votes to keep this program going.
In the last calendar year, how many homes have you saved?
Well, eight people have definitely saved their home. They've gone through the entire process, and at the end of it have had had the full positive outcome. We're at different stages with different people. Unfortunately, these cases take quite a bit of time. So we have over 40 that are in court right now. We have others that are in negotiations. But even those, just using those eight, if you use the statistic from the Joint Economic Committee, that's over $160,000 in savings to local government. So we've already saved over $100,000. And I believe that there are many more positive outcomes that are in the actual pipeline to happen. But, you know, court cases take time. So, again, we of the 140, almost a third of them are still in court. And on top of that, we're adding new clients all the time. So the $60,000 has been well spent. And for people right now, when they're in trouble like this, they don't know where to go. There isn't a lot of resources that are available to them. And this is about keeping people in their homes, getting people modifications, and making sure that fraud doesn't happen.
Is there opposition to the program?
You never know. There were some questions in committee, but it finally did pass. There are, those out there that have said that somebody else should be doing this, that it's not the Register of Deeds' job. I look at my job as serving the public, and in this situation, we came up with this program because there was nobody else in the community doing it. There was no funding source available for the middle-class people to get this kind of help. And so we knew that we needed to find that, and we did. So, I mean, I guess the only criticism I've heard of the program is that somebody else should do it. My answer back to that is no one was, and doesn't seem like there's any place that where that was possible. So I think we've served an essential role in this process, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Right. Curtis, looking back to 2 years ago, a year ago, and where we stand now, tell us about the foreclosures here in Ingham County.
Well, the good news is we're on a positive track. The biggest is the raw numbers. Where we've seen over a 20% drop in foreclosures this year as opposed to last year, and we were down last year from the year before. So we are seeing that foreclosures are starting to slow down. We're also seeing there's actually people now looking at these foreclosures. So whereas before, banks and foreclosure firms were free to file anything they wanted and were free to use the legal documents to actually foreclose on people, we actually are now not only civilly trying to keep people in their home that way, but also trying to get criminal charges against the people that have used these illegal documents. So really, they have to slow the foreclosures down. So we've really made a concerted effort to make sure that the first option in this county is to give someone a modification, to work with them, to try their best to keep the person in the home. And if they don't, they better do everything right, because we're going to catch it if they don't.
There are people who have jobs but don't have down payments or have challenge credit who would love to own a house, and there's help for them.
Absolutely. I mean, there are good programs that are available. in this community to help people actually be able to buy their first home. The Ingham County Land Bank is more than willing to work with citizens that want to become first-time home buyers. I actually speak to a class that's put on by some of the local nonprofits every month that talks to first-time homeowners and tries to keep them abreast of all the different things they need to do in order to make sure they can get a home and all the programs that are available to them. You know, we're turning this community around. For the first time in 5 years, we actually saw an increase in new home builds this year, and new permits being pulled for actually building homes in this community. We're seeing the actual values of the homes that are being sold go up. We're seeing the wait time on a home being sold go down. All the positive indicators are moving in the right direction, but it's been a concerted effort from government to nonprofits to the private industry, all working together to turn this housing market around. And I think we are getting there, and I think the economy is getting better.
All right. Thanks so much, Curtis.
Thank you, Tony.
It's 8:30 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. It's 30 degrees.